USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. House Republicans are looking into White House security procedures after the discovery of cocaine near the West Executive Entrance. There's concern expressed from the Democratic side of the aisle in Congress as well.
This was cocaine in a bag. Next time you could have another substance that could cause problems.
Congressman Henry Cuellar, Democrat from San Antonio, sits on the House Appropriations Committee that has jurisdiction over the Secret Service. He says he'll demand answers. The White House today complaining that there has been irresponsible reporting done on the scandal implicating the Bidens in the discovery, which they say is not possible since the Bidens were gone at the time. President Biden will travel to Lithuania next week to attend a NATO summit. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters the alliance will demonstrate unity and resolve in support of Ukraine in its war against Russia. The summit also comes as NATO leaders try to bring Sweden swiftly into the alliance and as member nations Turkey and Hungary continue to oppose that. A teenager is under arrest in connection to the Baltimore mass shooting that killed two and wounded more than two dozen.
Baltimore police announced the arrest after a search warrant was executed on a residence early Friday morning. The department said detectives believe the 17-year-old male was involved in the shooting that happened early Sunday morning at a block party in the city's Brooklyn neighborhood. Police said three of the victims remain in the hospital. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A dangerous new TikTok challenge led to the deaths of four people in Alabama. Officials say the trend is called boat jumping, and it involves people of all ages launching themselves off of moving boats.
The four that we responded to, when they jumped off of the boat, they literally broke their neck. And
Rescue Squad Captain Jim Dennis said it's frustrating because the deaths were preventable. Meanwhile, authorities in New York City are running new public service announcements warning teens against subway surfing, a recent trend that's left several of them dead. This is USA News.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. That's 800-503-7846.
A U.S. Army financial counselor in New Jersey is being indicted for allegedly defrauding two dozen Gold Star families. Kaz Crafty is being charged with wire fraud, securities fraud, making false statements on a loan application, among other charges, over survivor benefits. A missing girl with learning disabilities was found in a Marine barracks at Camp Pendleton in San Diego.
The Spring Valley family reported her missing on June 10th. Military police found her last week in San Diego County. Deputies got her home. Captain Chuck Palmer of Camp Pendleton-based 1st Marine Logistics Group confirms NCIS is leading an investigation and has detained a Marine for questioning. The girl's aunt, Cassandra Perez, asked the public to refrain from interfering with the investigation and calls for transparency so those responsible will be held accountable. I'm John Fink.
The Texas man who killed 23 people at an El Paso Walmart in 2019 will be spending the rest of his life in federal prison. Patrick Crucius pled guilty to dozens of federal charges. He still faces a possible death penalty in a Texas state case. Baseball's All-Star Weekend in Seattle's arrived. Big crowds are expected there.
Washington State Patrol is requiring all troopers to work Saturday through Tuesday in King County. They are warning Seattle area drivers to be patient and expect longer than usual travel times. They say it'll reduce traffic if fans use public transportation to get to T-Mobile Park. The Home Run Derby is Monday and the All-Star Game is Tuesday. Brad Ford.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get the absolute most out of your workouts with the finest pre-workout formulas from Transparent Labs. Bulk or get lean and achieve your goals with stimulus-free supplements developed for peak performance. All-natural Transparent Labs cutting-edge formulas use no artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors, and all are third-party lab-tested. Get 20% off your first order today with code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com. That's TransparentLabs.com, code RADIO. Transparent Labs, driven by science, fueled by nature. For 20% off, enter code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com.